Welcome back to Jack Antics, where we all jacked up on tech and the antics for everything else. We can find this podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, Spotify, and Anchor FM. So when you go to the Anchor FM app, just hit that star button, favorite it, so you get the notification so you know when every time I drop it. We have a lot of things coming up on this podcast. Like one, I have a special guest today. You can go ahead and introduce yourself, bro.
Is that my cue?
Yeah, that's your cue.
My bad. I didn't actually know that. I'm Jamar. You know, I'm just hosting the podcast at my place. Enough said.
We got a lot of things to talk about on this podcast today, such as tech, gaming, anime, some music, and some life stuff. But the first thing that I see that we need to talk about is the 5-camera phone. That's right, the LG 4V40. It has 3 cameras on the back and 2 on the front. It has telephoto, zoom, super wide angle for the camera. It has a notch like the iPhone. It has an OLED display of 19.5 inches. And it has a Snapdragon. So that's what most phones have, Snapdragons nowadays. But how do you feel about that, bro?
Oh, that's a waste. I mean, I don't see a point in having 5 cameras on the phone. At best, 2. You know, 1 the front, 1 the back. But why do you need an extra 3?
It depends. Like, some people need the camera for, like, just photo stuff.
But they're all in, like, the same spot. So if you have, what was it, 2 in the front?
Yeah, it's 2 in the front.
So what difference is it going to make? Is one more high def than the other?
I think that's why they have like different things, like for professional cameras. So they have the telephoto zoom, they have the super wide angle, but it's all built for, I know they could have put that in like one camera. We already upgraded.
Really, it's not making too much sense here, at least not to me. I mean, I'm not a consumer products person, but even still, that's kind of dumb.
I mean, yeah, it's, people will buy it because it has one thing that a lot of these other phones don't have.
What, it's shiny?
No, not that. They have the audio jack.
My phone has an audio jack.
But you have an old phone.
Doesn't the Pixel 3 have an audio jack?
No, not the way I read.
Ah, well, guess that would not be a next purchase for me.
So, you know, that's why I see it so good.
Well, actually, you know what, though? I take that back, because I don't even use my actual phone to listen to music.
What do you use?
I just use my old iPod. Hey, as long as it still lets me connect to iTunes and download stuff, I don't really care.
Yeah, true. But you know where else you can listen to music at? You can listen to music at the gym. That goes on to that next product, the Fitbit Charge 3. It's a slimmer and sleeker look this time. It's water resistant up to like 50 meters. High resolution OLED touchscreen. And you can get it in rose gold or gunmetal body options. Now, why do people like rose gold?
It's shiny. And honestly, I don't really get the aesthetic to it. Like, I'm not saying it's an awful color. I'm not saying it's ugly, but it looks a little off-putting. It's not exactly gold, obviously, but it's not really a good pink color.
It's like, it looks pink.
It's like a burned pink.
Yeah, it just looks pink to me. It really does. But to each his own. I say to each his own. Own.
His or her. You know, just saying, man. Some people be getting a little antsy about that nowadays.
They'll get over it.
I hope that comment comes out post.
It will. Now, but other things, speaking of a camera and all that stuff goes together, the iPhone XS?
It's XS, all right. Too much damn money.
Because who buying a $1,000 phone, man, bruh? I already had a whole spill on that on my life. Do you have something to say about that before we go into what I had to say about the iPhone?
Everybody, if this is something you really want, then we're all, well, I can't say everybody's an adult here listening to it, but if that's something you really want, make sure all your bills are paid for, you got money tucked away, you ain't gonna starve for the next 2-3 weeks. Saying that's too expensive. $1,000, and that's like what, the minimum?
Yeah.
You know, it's probably gonna be more for like the different storage options, color scheme.
Yeah, all that.
Accessories.
And then with the other phone being at $700 and it's at the same specs as the iPhone 4. I feel like I'll go into a rant, so I'm not going to go dive too deep in that.
To each his or her own luxury phone. I'm not spending that money.
But iPhone has the Beautygate scandal, if you haven't heard about it. When you take a picture, the camera has an HDR thing where it spoofs your face. So like, it doesn't look realistic. You basically look like a baby doll.
It's a built-in filter, is what you're saying?
Yeah. And what I've read, that you can't turn it off.
I don't see that necessarily being a bad thing, but I don't see the necessity for it.
It's not something big, but it just, some people get irritated about that, because, like, you know, some people use their phones as their, like, a camera, like a professional camera, or they trying to get started on things. And iPhones built their company off, we got the best cameras and we got the blue text bubbles. We're innovation basically. So
blue text bubbles were innovative?
Not really, but you know when people get into arguments about the Android iPhone thing, that they bring that up like it matters.
Read receipts.
Yeah.
Android has that too, just they gotta turn it on. I'm not turning it on. I don't feel like getting into fights about that.
why do you text me back?
You know how it goes, people.
Yeah. what are your thoughts on that? About the Beautygate situation? You don't really care?
I'm not really caring. I mean, most people, let's be honest, if somebody was going to drop some money on this, if you got it just for the camera, I don't know what's wrong with you. Why don't I get an actual dedicated device called camera? Get it from Nikon. Somewhere.
Somewhere, boy. Get a Kodak. Yeah. But, anyway. let's go ahead and switch over to gaming. Now, Nintendo. Speaking of phones, Nintendo.
You're making a new phone?
No, they're not making a new phone. They had a patent for a folio-style phone where you can flip over your phone and basically play the Game Boy.
So that's a case.
Yeah, it's a case.
It's going to be an expensive case? It sounds like it would be.
It's just a patent, so they haven't actually made anything.
Well, I can see a lot of people being left out on this, so it's going to be some money lost on that.
Well, you know, there's some diehard Nintendo fans for the nostalgia factor.
I guess, but you know how awkward that would be to just have, I guess, just an empty case of just... I'm not sure how this would work, but, you know, just playing it with nothing in the back to kind of support it. You just got your hands up in the case and playing whatever game it is. Because, you know, the only way to make things like this is to have some kind of form factor. So for iPhones, it's a lot easier because they're all like the same size. But Android, a lot of stuff for that just going to be Samsung, whatever.
So this probably is geared toward an iPhone more than an Android.
Probably. I mean, if you look at like a lot of phone cases, most of them are iPhone. If it's Android, it's going to be a Samsung.
True. Or the Google.
And even then, it's just barely. But look, like... how many people have those?
The Pixels?
Well, how many average people have those? I know some people have Pixels, but not everybody.
Pixels, they coming up. They coming up. Since they're coming like top. They coming up. Let's say they coming up.
But still, there's still a big market of people that wouldn't have it. At least as a case.
True. That's true. But this is only a patent. There's nothing serious behind that. It may not even happen. Well, it will happen if they spend that much money on a patent.
Well, people do that a lot of time. They go through trademarks and copyrights and then never do that for games.
True. Now, speaking of phones and games, what if gaming was only a streaming service? Like all the major platforms. Not gaming PC. Well, not gaming PCs. Well,
they're kind of doing that.
I'm talking about like the average consumer, the hardware users.
Oh, so just consoles?
Yeah.
Well,
if it's strictly no more physical copies of games.
That depends on how that's set up, honestly. Like, if you live out in the middle of nowhere, you can't really play that, so that's kind of a stupid thing.
Like, they have all of it just straight up internet. And say if I want to play, like, Red Dead Redemption, and the download is going to take forever, one. Well, the stream is going to take forever because everybody's going to be playing it at the same time. They have to have, like, big, gigantic size servers with a humongous amount of space just to...
Well, I don't think that would be an issue because, I mean, if you look at it like Netflix or Hulu, anytime there's a really good show, like... Well, no, I was about to say Luke Cage, but that was kind of a poor example. That the day that came out, Netflix crashed for everybody.
Yeah, so you got stuff like that. Happen all the time. I'll just think about that. What if eventually we move towards that way because everything is just streamlined now?
I would like it more so because of the fact that, well, let's just say you can't really afford to pay for it for a full year outright. So how many games could you finish in like a 1 month or a 3 month subscription? Games take longer time than others.
Well, we have jobs, sir, so we can't play the games like we want to.
And even for some kids, like even if they want to, some games will still take a long time.
But they don't have. Some kids don't have the money.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like, what you gonna do? And a lot of adults now are just. At least I know, like my mom, they'll just give you money for stuff. They won't outright like, you know, buy you anything. They don't know what kind of gift card to get you. They're not gonna pay for a subscription for you.
Here you go, little Tom Tanker. Go ahead and buy your shit and get out of my face.
And some adults still don't believe in getting, you know, even if they know where it's going, they're not gonna use the card for subscription services, so.
Yeah. Now, speaking of, since we're going ahead to stream the games, let's go ahead and talk about Sony and their way to make up for something that they could have been did years ago, which is what I'm talking about. The PSN has now allowed you to change names by as early as 2019. And you have the first change of your name will be free, of course. And then after that is for the PSN users that have PlayStation Plus, be $5. People who don't will be $10.
How about because I paid for it, I can just keep on changing my name?
I think they charge you for Xbox to change your name as well.
Even still. I mean, and then honestly, it's like I've had my name since like PSN like first started. Like I don't even care to even change it at this point.
Yeah, I don't either. And then after that, like most games, it's not gonna work after, I believe, well, any game that you bought before April, I believe like the 15th, it won't. It should have some like discrepancies with the name. It won't show up your name properly or something like that.
Yeah, because I think some of those were like online games that take your PSN name as your online name. So I don't know. But I don't get the point of letting you pay do it. I mean, Steam does it all the time. If I feel like changing my name, I just change my name and boom, there it is.
It's Sony we talking about. These the same people that said that we couldn't have a Switch to turn on to crossplay, but somebody then goofed at the PlayStation office and turned on the Switch, and now we was playing crossplaying with people in Fortnite from Xbox and PC. It's the same people now.
I don't know. I mean, cross-platform's always been a thing. It's just, well, cross-play, but I guess companies are a little iffy about sharing.
Sharing the money, sharing the wealth. You just sharing the wealth out. Yeah, but that's how things go. That's how things go. And speaking of, like, things going, or should be brought back, I said, let's go ahead and go into anime, and there's a lot of anime out there that needs to be, you know, addressed and exposed out here for people that don't really watch anime. So the things like God Slayer and Psycho Pass. I just got put on this.
Goblin Slayer, sir?
Yeah, Goblin Slayer. Well, I say God Slayer.
God Slayer.
I say God Slayer? Oh my
god. Were you thinking of God Eater?
Yeah, God Eater. I mixed two. I mixed two of them. So now, my homeboy Jamar, he didn't put me on the Goblin Slayer. Can you explain to the people what Goblin Slayer is?
Oh boy, this man done put me on the spot.
Basically, if you think of it as like a dark fantasy, almost of the likes like Berserk, or for the manga readers out there, Oobleblood. So, you know, high fantasy adventure type of thing, where basically it's almost kind of like an RPG. You go to the guild hall, you know, register as an adventurer, you go out on a quest. Except, you know, the story starts out with, you know, four newbies who go to slay some goblins, which are supposed to be the weakest set of monsters, and let's just say 3/4 of that party gets wrecked, like, right on the spot. Turns out the goblin's a lot more, you know, cunning than what they thought. The last one standing is a newbie priest who can only cast, like, 2 spells, and she already used most of her uses. And that's where she meets him, the Goblin Slayer. Man whose only obsession in life is just to kill goblins and nothing else. Now, it does tend to get a little gory, you know. People do get, you know, cut up pretty well. Blood splattering everywhere. There are a few instances of rape.
I don't think we should tell that part.
Well, I'm pretty sure people need to know that. I mean, it's going to show you in like the first 5 seconds, like, viewer discretion is advised, which is like the only Crunchyroll anime I've ever seen that has that.
Oh, wow.
And I've seen them. There's probably more, but...
Wow. Okay.
Hey, as long as you pay for it, kids, it doesn't matter. They'll let you watch it.
Because money is everything. Money, money, money. Right, now, Psycho Pass. I just watched the first episode, and it looked wild. But you also put me on that. So, get this... Yeah, explain to him.
Well, Psycho Pass isn't really new. To my knowledge, it came out like earlier on in like the 2010s, like 2012, I want to say. But basically, it's the a futuristic dystopian society where everybody's mental state is constantly scanned. So if your mental state or stress levels are like super high, you're considered a criminal and up for like quote unquote rehabilitation. If it shoots to a certain number, well, you're just dead. You mince meat. Your blood splatter all over the walls, people.
like old buddy in the first 5 seconds, he was passing out. He kidnapped this girl and everything, and his like psychotic levels like over 160.
Yeah, so at 160 is more so for rehabilitation, but shooting past that, it's just instant elimination.
They had these futuristic guns. It can only work if that person is over a certain number. And it was straight up dope.
Now, I can imagine if society was like that, that'd be a pretty horrible thing.
Bro, you know all the black people gone. I'm gone, you gone. We out here.
everybody dying. I mean, it kind of has a message too. I mean, it's like a system-oriented society. Nobody goes against the quote-unquote civil system that judges the gun's use.
Oh.
If the gun judges you as a threat, just don't think about it. Just shoot. Just do what the gun tells you to do.
Now, that part, I was like, no. Like, me thinking now, I was like, I don't know if I can survive in that society. I'll probably be dead, like I said, about 20 minutes.
Not our, but like with anything else, there's always exceptions to the rule. I mean, it's kind of a spoiler, but there's a guy that, he's the antagonist of the show, but the gun won't work on him.
Oh, okay,
he
well.
He can't be judged. He outright killed somebody and his crime coefficient went to zero.
Oh. Wow. I definitely gotta watch that. I definitely gotta watch that.
Even though it's a spoiler, must watch.
Must watch. You heard it here first, guys. Do do do. But other than that, you have other anime out there such as Saint Seiya. I don't know why he don't like Saint Seiya. Bro, why you don't like Saint Seiya?
Bro, nobody likes Saint Seiya. What you talking about?
Dog, that song is dope. Man, it had like the hypest, one of the hypest intros to me. Saint Seiya.
Coming from the man that has an obsession with cats.
Hey, we don't want to talk about that. Cats are funny and weird at the same time, but I don't want to own a cat.
But other anime that are out are Radiant. So if anybody kind of likes stuff like Fairy Tail or I don't want to say Seven Deadly Sins. I don't know what the world of Radiant's like too much, but it's a good read. You know, it's about sorcerers. Granted, in this type of society, sorcerers are kind of like the scum of the earth, because really to become a sorcerer, you have to be in contact with something called a nemesis, which, you know, wreaks havoc on everybody.
I think you'll be a nemesis.
I detect some shade, Mr. Bailey.
You people need to know, don't need to know my government. But
you have a hard time bleeping that out, sir.
Oh, shoot. But one of the other things that I saw, remember I talked about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure coming out? Now, I watched a little bit of the first episode. Seems cool. But the outro of this anime. Can you explain this, sir?
Honestly, I can't explain it to you. I mean, this is a... Give a little backstory for those that don't know JoJo's. It's a generational tale of the Joestar family. And every part is basically different. So the first one's like a gothic horror, sort of martial arts. Second one's kind of like an Indiana Jones style adventure. The third one's kind of like a bro-y kind of odyssey kind of trip. And the fourth one's kind of like Twin Peaks. This is supposed to be like a gangster film or something like that. But at the same time, you're playing... Jodeci as the ending that has nothing to do with Italians or.
What was the song? Let me look this up. What was the actual Jodeci song?
What was it, like Freaking on You or something like that?
Oh yeah. The Freak on You, yeah. Dog. That is the weirdest thing to me to hear that at the end of a anime.
It wouldn't even be that. It's just like it doesn't fit.
It doesn't, because old buddy is. They're Italian. One. Two. It just doesn't fit. Y'all have to watch the show.
Maybe it fits with their metrosexuality, because this is like where the whole weird dressing theme with JoJo's kind of comes from, is like part five. If you notice, like the first three, everybody's kind of drawing like a big fist in the North Star, like muscular type.
Yeah.
And then with part four, it kind of slips, but it's not that bad. And now we're just like...
Because the fourth one was, like, real colorful. And it was, like, it looked like I was in a dream world.
Yeah, Araki doesn't really like sticking to colors. Like, if you look at him draw, like, anything, like, the colors are just there because that's how he feels that day. Like, it's not, like, the sky is always blue. Like, it'll be, like, purple or yellow. It could be, like, eight.
Because going from the first one, it was all dark and all this. It felt like a horror film. Then, like you said, the second one, it was all, yeah, it was, I didn't really think about that. It did feel like a whole Indiana Jones adventure because they went to go find the treasure.
All over the world, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The third one.
It's kind of like the Odyssey. I mean, you're just going from here to there. They had to go from Japan to Egypt.
Yeah. I can't think of anything, though. Like, more of a... Yeah. It was in a weird spot.
It was like Final Fantasy 15 before it came out.
Oh.
The four-man trip.
Yeah, it was a procation. So, yeah, that was... And like I said, the fourth one was colorful. This one, it just...
It's nice. Like I said, it's a gangster flick, but...
That ended. But let's go ahead and move on. Since we already talking about hip-hop and music, let's go on to music. Now, the couple albums that came... Well, they already out. I think people should check them out, which is No Name. She came out with Room 25 recently. Internet James, he came out with Keep It Clean, and Trans Lee, Freedom Summer. All these people, I believe, they need, just check them out. If you don't like them, you just don't like them. It's whatever.
Speaking of new albums, though, sir.
What?
How do you feel about this Quavo Huncho album?
I didn't listen to the whole album, but...
Well, we listened to some samples before we started. I just wanted to hear your opinion.
That what song was that?
Whatever track two is, I don't remember off the top of my head. I think Metro Boomin. 21 Savage was on it.
21 Savage sound cool. I like 21 Savage.
It was, I think it was just Quavo.
The intro. That was hilarious. Hilarious. We'll play the little snippet of it. Just play the little snippet of it.
Okay. I hope you guys can kind of brace for the ignorance. It's not the best thing in the world, but somehow it kind of just gets you.
Like, I want to listen to it now. That part, the first part, that's the funniest thing. Skew.
It's like logically, I can't mess with this. I don't like it on that level, but at some base level, it's just like, just listen to it.
I feel like I'm just gonna like it just because that part. You know how I felt about Lil B? I listen to it because it makes me laugh.
But see, this is why people, get shot up and do crazy stuff. It's just music like this that makes you listen to it when you really don't like it.
But Lil B, though. Lil B was a pretty, unique rapper.
Lil B is the opposite of what people call the truth. Man, there's a lie. He's a false prophet. Don't listen to him.
You gonna get cursed by Lil B. You don't care. Oh, snap.
I mean, he garbage. What that gonna do to me?
Oh my gosh, bro. Wow. So disrespectful. Put some respect.
I mean, that's like, that whole what's a king to a god to an unbeliever type of thing. Like, I don't believe him as a good rapper, so him putting a curse on me is just like throwing a speck of dirt at me. What's that gonna do?
Wow, this disrespect. But
thank you.
Now other albums. What you thought about the Carter Five? I like majority of this project.
Now, are we talking on the scale of 1 to 5 or 1 to 10?
I guess 1 to 5.
On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give it a solid.
Okay. Decent.
And really, I was expecting more. Granted, I had kept myself from trying to expect more, but from the timeline of him saying this back in 2012, you kind of can't help but think that maybe he should have, you know, had more higher quality songs on here by this time of release.
But what did you not like about it?
I don't know, man. It's just, some of the songs just didn't have that Wayne flow to it.
What do you mean?
Some just didn't.
Okay. I can see what you're saying. Me, in my opinion, I know there was a couple tracks that how should I explain this? I don't hate, but it's a track that I'm not going to revisit often. But if it comes on, I'm not going to turn it off immediately.
Like, I know, I forget what it was. It's like two of them that start with Open. Open Safe I like, but Open
Letter?
Open Letter I didn't care too much for. I didn't care too much for Uproar. Honestly, I can't even think of all the names. That goes to show you how average I think it is. Like, I listen to music all the way to work. From the time I leave out, to the time I pull up to the premises. And quite honestly, I got up to Demon, I cut it off, and that was it.
Bruh, I like, especially Demon on Down, I like those joints. You need to go listen to those.
The only one I came back and listened to after later was Dope New Gospel, but after that,
one discrepancy I think we both agree on. It's way too damn long. An hour and 30 minutes?
Hour 30 minutes of him mishmashing like the different eras of his albums.
But you know what's crazy? Most the Carters are long like that. It just, I know, I went back to listen. You was right. I did go back to listen to the other albums after I bought this. But they all were that long. It just didn't seem that long.
Yeah, it's just, I guess there was a weight of expectation that gets put on. It's like, you're expecting greatness. The other ones, you didn't really know what to expect. It's like, okay, Wayne, it's about this new album. Well, you know at some point he's going to throw out another one, but let me enjoy this one.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, like, it's sitting at a good, I'll say 3.5 for me.
You better man than I am. I am.
It's 3.3. I can't give it a full 4.
Why the half?
Why the half? Because I like majority of the album.
Where did it lose the point and a half from for you? Mm-hmm. Where did it lose a point and a half?
Other than it was too long, some of the songs, I can't remember what he was talking about, because it all seemed like it just blended together at some point. Like one of them tracks was like Dope Niggas with Snoop. And I was like, it's cool. Like, I wouldn't turn it off if it came on, but I'm not gonna actively go back to it.
Oh no.
Like, it was alright. I actually liked I don't remember problems. I don't remember problems.
It's not like I could forget my problems like that song. And maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a good song. Maybe I just didn't give it a chance, but, you know. Something about this album.
It was mostly the middle part of the project. Yeah. That's what it was. Like I said, it just felt, the feeling of it was way too long. Just like that Travis Scott, the feeling of it was way too long. That's why I couldn't give those albums a high. It was, to me, it was a middle-of-the-road album. Especially for Lil Wayne. For Lil Wayne standards, it's a middle-of-the-road album. Which is still better than most albums. True. Which is funny.
But, you know, I'll give it a 3. This is coming from me, a guy that doesn't, you know, go out of his way to listen to music. So I'll at least give it that much of a kind of courtesy.
Yeah. It's 3.5. Only because it's way too long. I told y'all on the last podcast, I do not like long albums. I like them short, to the point albums. But even with that leaves a small window of error. So it has to be a really dope album.
But you know what, though? I think another problem with it it was too much of different bits of him throughout the years. At least with the other Carters, it was like the Wayne of then made this album, and that also
it really it. That's what I got from it too. It sounded like I was listening to Carter IV Wayne, and like especially the middle part of the album with all the dedications and all this stuff in between Waiting. But in the beginning part, at the ending part, I had like the Wayne that was on ASAP Rocky's which one was that? The Long Live ASAP? Always Love ASAP. Something like that. The album where he had the LSD on there and everything. And that Tyler project, he was snapping. Like the beginning and the end. That's what I felt like he was rapping like. He was snapping.
Yeah, that's my problem with it. I guess it seemed more drawn out because it's like it's the same person, but not him at the same stage in life, I guess.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But that's how the cookie crumbles. But since we're talking about life, let's go ahead, move on to the life advice, or you know, this the last portion of the podcast. Life section, and we just wanted to bring you a couple tips of being a better programmer. So do you have a couple tips for these listeners out here that want to be a programmer?
Just a few. If you really want to get into it, you have to be consistent. You can't just be like, well, I'm gonna do something one day out of the week every week, because you're not gonna get anywhere.
Yeah. I tried that at first, but that was horrible.
Yeah, you'll learn. You'll just learn very, very slowly.
Very slowly. Yeah, so starting out, do at least 20 minutes a day. Be consistent. And other things to help you is to do project-based stuff, not just theory.
So try to make like a... Yeah, it just really depends on what you want to do, but, you know, just something simple like, you know, a to-do list or... maybe even Tetris, if that's something people are interested in, or Pong.
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff you do.
But don't just try to out the gate, I'ma make like this big fancy game, or I'ma make like this big nice website.
See, now I learned the hard way with a lot of these tips. So project-based stuff, you won't be able to do everything without the gate. You gotta work at it little by little. Just look at videos on places like Udemy, YouTube, just different sites just to expound your mind. And also do the proper research, because I had this project, the virtual machine, that took me about 3 months, which took you about 3 days.
Yep.
Yeah, because I didn't do the proper research. This Negro talked about me horribly because I couldn't get it.
Hey man, wasn't my fault you wanted to go.
I don't care, bro. Shut up.
As you can plainly see, he still has some salt in the system.
I don't care. I will be Petty Pendergrass for life.
See my point.
But. So you need to do that, but if what you're doing not working, you probably need to switch it up. So people that feel like they're not learning, if they only reading books, watch some videos, and vice versa. So there's different type of stuff. Like I said, sites like Udemy. You got another site?
Code Academy, Udacity. Also, depending on what you want to do, maybe W3 Schools, but that's more front end based. Like with web, so like CSS and HTML, or some back end stuff like PHP.
Yeah, this is plenty of things, so.
Or Coding Ground.
I forget about that one.
/ Tutorial Point, because they have an excellent library of, you know, different programming languages, you know, the history behind them, how to do conditional statements and such for each different language.
That's plenty of stuff out there. Google is your best friend.
So is Stack Overflow.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, more so it's going to be Stack Overflow. Google's going to take you straight to that. Have your problems. But while we're on the talk of languages, don't get too caught up on the language. I mean, obviously you want something simple, but it depends on what you're trying to make. So, I mean, it does no good to study Java, but you really want to make iOS apps. It's not going to work on there.
Also with that, also you need to, like, I would say, you know, test out the waters, know what you want. Because some people, that's like, oh, what you want to do? I just want to code. That's not explaining much, because this is a pretty broad field.
There's levels too. I mean, there's front end, there's back end, there's straight up, I just want to do, you know, mobile app development, and then there's web development.
It be like that sometimes, but... We gotta got work out our craft, so you know it's just a grind. You gotta work at it. Don't get discouraged. Just know that every moment that you put into this craft, you know you can possibly get better. You got anything else to say to that?
Don't be lazy.
Yeah, don't be lazy. Don't be out here just
want to make it, you just got to do it.
Yeah, don't be one of them people that say, oh, I'm gonna do it tomorrow. Do it today. That sounds like an infomercial, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, there's really no other way to put it. If you really want to make something, like if you have a vision of an app and you want to be made, just go and make it, or try to learn how to. Try to break down what you want it to do, like really think about it. Break down all the features of what it is, so you don't think of it all as a whole. Just think about, you know, this feature will do this feature will do that, and then think about what language may, you know, kind of allow you to make that.
Yeah, because it's not Clonezilla. You can't do it all in whole. You gotta do it in parts. That was a corny joke, but I don't care.
Especially because Clonezilla can't do parts.
But you always want to save the whole thing, not in parts, because you don't want to mess it up.
True. Crew.
It's a regular show.
It's a regular show.
I forgot what you said in the rap line, but that's pretty much it for this edition of Jack Antics. Like I said, you can find us on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, Spotify, and Anchor FM. It's going to be an Instagram page coming soon. When you go to the Anchor app, hit that favorites button to get all the notifications when I drop the next podcast. All right, this is your boy Charlie B. And my guest today,
Jamar. Peace out, boy and girl scouts.
And that's pretty much it. He's the extension of the Jack Antics family. All right, see you next time, guys. I'm out.